If you're planning your first Formula One trip, one question tends to sit quietly in the background of every decision. Will you actually see enough of the race to justify the journey? At the Hungar Öring, the answer in 2026 is very different than it was just a few years ago. You arrive about 20 kilometres outside Budapest in the town of Mogyoród, where the circuit sits in a natural valley. And that geography matters more than you might expect. Unlike flat circuits built on old airfields, the Hungar Öring rises and folds through the landscape. From higher vantage points, you can often see half the track, sometimes more. In practical terms, that means you're not watching cars flash past a single corner every 90 seconds. You're watching a sequence of corners unfold in front of you. And in 2026, the experience improves again because the circuit has just completed a 200 million euro redevelopment. The old infrastructure has been replaced with modern grandstands, a new paddock building, and improved spectator areas. It's essentially a new era for the Hungarian Grand Prix. So where should you actually sit? If comfort and visibility are your priorities, the rebuilt Hungar Öring Grandstand, what used to be called Super Gold, is the standout choice. It's positioned directly opposite the pit lane and the new three-level paddock complex. From your seat, you'll see the grid form before the start, the pit stop choreography throughout the race, and the podium celebrations afterwards. But the detail most people appreciate after about an hour is the roof. July in Hungary regularly pushes past 35 degrees. Being in the only covered grandstand at the circuit is not a small advantage. If your focus is overtaking, turn one is where the action concentrates. After the long DRS straight, it's the primary braking zone, and it's where most genuine passes happen. The T1 grandstand puts you right on that moment of commitment when drivers brake late and try to outmaneuver each other into the corner. The trade-off is simple. There's no shade, and by mid-afternoon, the sun can be relentless. Further into the lap, the silver and chicane grandstands offer something slightly different. Here you watch the technical side of Formula One. Cars change direction rapidly through the chicane, drivers balancing grip and precision. It's often the place where you realise just how physical and exacting modern F1 really is. Now you might wonder about general admission, known as bronze at the Hungar Öring. In many European circuits, GA can feel limiting. Here, it's surprisingly good value because of the hills. With a little walking, you can find elevated views that overlook several corners. But here's the practical reality. You'll likely walk 12 to 15,000 steps in a day. The ground is uneven. If it rains, the grass banks become muddy. If it's dry, the dust can linger in the air. And if you want a prime spot on race day, you need to arrive early, usually around 7:30 in the morning. Then there's the commute. Public transport drops you about 20 to 30 minutes walk from the circuit gates. After a full day in the heat, that walk back can feel longer than expected. This is where having the logistics organized quietly improves the whole experience. With Celtic Horizon Tours, you travel by dedicated coach directly from central Budapest. The routes used by private coaches get you closer to the main entrance than the public shuttle system. And at the end of the day, a climate-controlled seat waiting for you makes a real difference. Where you stay in Budapest also shapes the trip. District 5 and the Jewish Quarter are ideal bases. You're close to restaurants, cafes, and the Danube Promenade. When the racing finishes, the evening becomes part of the experience, rather than another travel challenge. Race weekends in Budapest have become increasingly popular, especially since the circuit redevelopment. Hotel availability tightens quickly, and flights from Ireland during the Grand Prix weekend can be difficult to secure. This is why many travellers prefer to have the complicated parts handled. With Celtic Horizon Tours, the key pieces are arranged in advance. Race tickets and the renovated grandstands, centrally located four-star hotels, flights from Dublin, and reliable transfers to and from the circuit. You arrive knowing where you're sitting, how you're getting there, and how the weekend will flow. And that allows you to focus on what you actually came for. The sound of the engines echoing through the valley, the tension on the grid, and a summer weekend in one of Europe's great cities. If the Hungarian Grand Prix is on your list for 2026, the easiest way to experience the new Hungar Öring with confidence is to travel with Celtic Horizon Tours.